الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to our silsila, the call to righteousness, invitation towards goodness. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let us hear the beneficence of reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaykh Tariqat, Ashiqi Ala Hazrat, Hazrat Alama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, Allah Tabarak to grant him a long life and good health. He wrote a booklet, and in this booklet he quotes 40 hadith mubarakah, and one of them he mentions that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that recite salat upon me abundantly on Friday night and on the day of Friday. Because beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, your salat, your durood is presented to me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, now we are getting an insight. We are understanding this important obligation, Neki ki Dawat. We have learned in many different silsilas, the previous silsilas, the importance of this work. Who has to do this work? When can we do this work? How we can do this work? In which company we should do this work? We have learned many beautiful, important aspects about Neki ki Dawat. Inshallah, today we also cover some other aspects. Too many beautiful Madani pearls about this important duty of Neki ki Dawat. For those who do this work, meaning inviting people towards goodness and stopping them from badness, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant them too much of reward or gifts on the day of judgment. Yes, it's a hard work. It's a lot of striving. Lot of effort is needed. But Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, we have to do this type of work because it is not a new work propped up all of a sudden. No, Neki ki Dawat is continue. It's a continuation from Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. It's a continuation of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, we also learned that we, you and I, viewers of Madani Channel, we are the best nation according to Quran Majid. We are the best nation amongst all those nations that appeared to mankind for one reason. Inviting towards goodness and stopping them from badness. So congratulations. If you are doing this work, Subhanallah, so much of barakat, so much of blessings. Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he narrates that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Zar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Hazrat Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once he submitted in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam humbly, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, is there any religious war, any jihad against the polytheists, meaning the mushrikeen, without any armed clash, without any clash? Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam replied, Ya Abu Bakr, yes. There are such warriors in defense of Iman of Allah Azza wa Jalla on earth who are more excellent to Shuhada and who are physically alive. They are given the daily bread, the daily sustenance. They walk on the surface of the earth. Allahu Akbar. They walk on the surface of the earth and Allah Azza wa Jalla feels proud of them in front of the angels of the skies. Allahu Akbar. Views of Madani Channel. For them, beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jannah is decorated. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu submitted, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who are they? I'm sure the views of Madani Channel, you also want to know who are they. Of course, I also want to know who are they. Let us hear what the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam says. The ones bidding the people to do good and forbidding them from doing evil. Allahu Akbar. The ones who love the people for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the one who hates for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I swear by the one, my Rabb Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the one who controls my breath, that a banda, a servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla will be in the most exalted house, the most beautiful house in Jannah, which would be more higher than the house of Shuhada, more greater than the house of Shuhada. Each house will have 300 doors of rubies and green emeralds, and each door would be lighted. Allah, such an individual will marry 300,000 beautiful women of Jannah. And whenever he looks towards any of these 300,000 beautiful women of Jannah, she would say, you conducted the dhikr of Allah's name on such and such day, and you bid the people to do good and forbid them from evil on such and such date. In short, whenever he would look towards the beautiful woman of Jannah, she would tell him of his having earned an elevated position in Jannah because of bidding the people towards goodness and stopping them from evil. Subhanallah wa ta'ala. What a great news, views of Madani Channel, for that person who is doing Neki Ki Dawat, who is inviting people towards goodness. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's special rahmat upon him. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's special mercy upon him. That subhanallah azza wa jalla, he holds the status more higher than shuhada, more higher than shaheed. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, he will hold such a high status, and subhanallah azza wa jalla, beautiful palaces are decorated for him in Jannat. What a great news, views Madani Channel, for the one who's making Neki Ki Dawat, the one who's inviting towards goodness and to stop them from badness. Further, Hazrat Sayyidina Qab al-Akhbar radiyallahu ta'ala says that Jannatul Firdaus, Allahu Akbar, look at the good news, views of Madani Channel. What a great khush khabari. What a good news that he says that Jannatul Firdaus is made in particular for those individuals who command the people towards goodness and forbids them from evil. So views of Madani Channel, lot of good news. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, lot of good news for those personalities who are doing this Neki Ki Dawat. So, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, you, the views of Madani Channel, and I, we should take a very important Madani pool from this. That Neki Ki Dawat is such an obligation, such a liked ibadat, such a liked obligation given to us from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jalla loves it boundlessly. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers special mercy upon those persons. Yes. Who, you and I, views of Madani Channel, for those persons who are doing Neki Ki Dawat, who are inviting people towards goodness, there's a special greatness for them. So why we lack this duty? Why we lack this? Why we show laziness in this duty, views of Madani Channel? No, we should not show laziness. We should try to increase our work of Neki Ki Dawat. And this is the aim and object of Dawat Islami. This is what Dawat Islami wants from us. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Hazrat Sulaim bin Mansur, rahmatullahi ta'ala, saw my father Mansur bin Amar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, in the dream. I saw him in the dream. And I asked him, how did Allah Azza wa Jalla deal with you? He replied, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, after being kind and gracious towards me, forgave me. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, O old man of evil ways, do you know as to why I forgave you? Allah Azza wa Jalla, listen carefully. I submitted humbly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Oh Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, I don't know. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, you had in a gathering of people made the audience cry. You made them weep by your most touching bayan, by your most touching lecture. In that gathering, there was such a person, such a banda, such a servant of mine. He was there too, who throughout his entire life, he never wept because of my khawf, because of my fear. Never wept in his life. But having heard your narration, he started weeping, he started crying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So I, Allah Azza wa Jalla, taking pity over that being's cries and lamentations, imparted forgiveness to him and all those participants in that gathering, that is why today I have forgiven you. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is no doubt that the grade of those preachers of Islam who by their touching narrations, they're giving the bayans from the in-depth of the heart with feeling, with emotion, with good intentions. And people change their lives. And SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, they, because of the narration, because of the sincerity, the ikhlas, Allahu Akbar. There's an attraction for the bayans, there's an attraction for the talks, there's an attraction for the narrations. And people get attracted by it. And those men who have gone astray, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they've gone astray from the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They come back towards the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla because of the sincere intentions, the sincere narrations. Surely, the Islamic brother that publicizes invitation toward goodness, Neki ki Dawat, he's successful in both in this world, in the Qabr and the year after. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in Quran Majid, translation from Kanzul Iman. For those who don't know what is translation of Kanzul Iman, translation of Kanzul Iman is the translation of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. What he says, and command what is just and forbid evil, and the very same attained their goals. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. But this time reviews of Malik Channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla creates such an attraction and absorption in the speech of such pious preachers of Islam, that each word of truth that comes out of their mouth, though it reaches the ears of the listeners in the form of merely a word, yet but because it's of a sharp, miraculous effect, it gets transfixed into the inner depths of their hearts, and the very hard hearts become soft. And SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, these people get overpowered by the impressive feelings of that personality. And SubhanAllah, they try to cry. They cry in the court of Allah, and tears flow down their cheeks. And SubhanAllah, they make a change. Now if you look at in today's time and era, Alhamdulillah, our Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant him a long life and good health. In his bayans, from day one, everything, every bayan that Amir al-Sunnah gives is emotional. He loves Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Rasul alayhi sallam boundlessly. He sacrifices each and every moment of his life for the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. He felt pain, passion. And SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, we see the result today. And bayans, so much so that we've seen Amir al-Sunnat, when he makes bayans, only mentioning the ayat or the hadith mubarak on khawf-e khuda, he falls unconscious. So many time people witness this great personality of today's time. Our Amir al-Sunnat, your Amir al-Sunnat, our Shaykh al-Tariqat, your Shaykh al-Tariqat. Allah grant him a long life and good health. And this is why today, SubhanAllah, millions of lives have been changed with his individual effort and his special bayans. So there are some people who preach, and we preach, and it reaches the ears and goes from one ear to the other ear. But when the great awliya Allah, when they preach, Allahu Akbar, it goes to the inner depth of the hearts, like you see today, Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we estimated almost 200 countries the message has reached. We see so many youth in Dawat Islami, so many youngsters have changed their lives. In Dawat Islami, they come into the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami, they change their lives. They have what we call, in our terminology, we say Madani Inqilab. They have Madani Revolution. SubhanAllah, this is a real change. And we have to make, you know, if you cannot make shukr to this, then how can you make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? We have to make shukr that Ya Allah, oh Allah, we make shukr to Ya Allah, millions and trillions of times, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala chose such a personality. Especially in today's times, where guna, sin is the order of the day. And SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, he built up such a passion, he moved from masjid to masjid, from street to street, from locality to locality, from area to area, from province to province, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Lassun physically moved to invite the people towards goodness and to stop them from badness, and gave his bayans, his emotional bayans of khawfi khuda, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and ishq-e nabi, the love of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. In this we note that so many lives have been changed. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunnat a long life and good health, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam full blessings. One of his greatest personalities of this time, may we get Faizan from this personality. Study his lifestyle, listen to his bayans, attend the Madani Muzakara live on Saturday nights in whichever city you are. You can watch via Madani channel and engulf yourself with the love of Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So Neki Ki Dawood is one of those beloved actions that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala loves most. It's most dear to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala loves most. Allah Azza wa Jalla loves this action so much. Subhanallah. That is many hadith mubarak and many Quran ayat approving, strengthening this important duty of Neki Ki Dawood, invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. So subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, we learn so much from this beautiful narration, my dear Islamic views of Madani channel. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, wherever we are, in whatever capacity we are, according to our capability, according to our mentality, according to what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala instilled within our heart, especially the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, please, 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 take this duty as an important duty. Neki Ki Dawood. Try to inculcate Neki Ki Dawood in our lifestyle, in our daily routine. I mean, sometimes we are asking, now, how can we do Neki Ki Dawood? How should we do Neki Ki Dawood? Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, Dawat Islami offers you very good solutions. You know, with company, it's so easy to do things. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, if you're in company, then you understand, because in Dawat Islami, we are creating a mindset, one type of mindset, just one type of mindset, which we're trying to perfume the whole world with. And that is the mindset of Amir al-Sunnat, Shaykh al-Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu Muhaliya. His pain, his passion for Deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So if we inculcate this lifestyle, we come into the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami, we inculcate this lifestyle about Neki Ki Dawood, then only we'll understand Neki Ki Dawood. For example, you know, we always heard about, you know, sometimes we're hearing about, you know, Ala Hazrat. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala continue showing special mercy upon him. We never knew what is Ala Hazrat until we came to Dawat Islami. We never knew what is Kanzul Iman until I came into Dawat Islami. Likewise, there are millions out there will tell you, we don't know Ala Hazrat. We don't know about Kanzul Iman. We don't know about Nur al-Irfan. We don't know about Khazain al-Irfan. May Allah Tabarak shower special mercy upon these personalities. So you come into Mahal, you understand. But you know it's a reality, views of Madani channel. We have to know our maqsad, our purpose, and in order to do these type of things, if you get into a Mahal, a good environment, good result. Bad environment, bad result. You know, every person does according to his capability and his capacity. But today I'll give you one example of Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat in his lifestyle, in his form of Neki Ki Dawood. And you will understand from this narration. One day, a group of individuals, we would say devotees, or we call them Muridin, the followers of Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, they were with Amir al-Sunnat, and they were traveling, walking through some area in Bab al-Madinah, Karachi. And whilst walking, there was a group of youngsters. They were very naughty. Youngsters you find everywhere naughty, but in that time also they were naughty. And whilst they were, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat with a few of his disciples were walking, some group, they started making a mockery, laughing. Like, here goes Maulvi Sahab, here goes this Maulanas. You know, they're going past towards the masjid. And whilst they're going past, so these guys were, he had a pawn shop. You know, they sell some sweets and paan and many other things. So they had music full blast. The music was full blast and they were laughing and joking and making a mockery of a wali of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So whilst they were walking, these persons were eating paan. And when eating the paan, now they wanted to make a joke. So what they did, they spit the paan on the blessed clothes of Amir al-Sunnat. They spit the paan. And when they spit the paan, you know, paan creates a darkish brown, ugly color. And you eat it creates a very bad mark on your clothing. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat follows the beautiful sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. He's wearing white clothes. And white clothes became messed up. And when he became messed up, and they started laughing. You see, Maulvi sahab, they're making a joke, and music is loud, and people are coming. But Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, he keeps sabr, and he smiles. We have to learn so much from this Neki Kidawat. But the Murideen, they wanted to fight. So they wanted to go forward, and they wanted to create a fight, but Amir al-Sunnat, he stopped them. He says, what's wrong with you guys? Is there a problem? He said, but Huzur, look what they've done to you. They missed your clothes. He said, it's only material. It's only clothing they missed. So why do you want to fight? Let me handle the situation. And Amir al-Sunnat goes in front of them and he starts to stand in front of them and he starts to talk to them. In a smiling face, in a beautiful way, obvious of Madani channel. It reminds us so much of the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. I wish, akash, may it be that we all, Ashikani Rasul, lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, inculcate this lifestyle of Amir al-Sunnat. When he came forward there and he asked them, you guys are happy, you're making a joke, are you guys happy? They said, yes, we are happy, Maulana, we are happy. You happy that you spit paan on my clothes? They said, yes, we are happy. And Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat takes his kurta mubarak and he picks it up. And he says, okay, if one of the followers of the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam can be happy with spitting paan on my clothes, then please don't stop. Please continue spitting paan. Please continue spitting paan. Please continue spitting paan. And he's standing there. And eventually the Murideen are crying. And people gathered around that sweet shop. And they also started to cry. And everybody's watching Amir al-Sunnat. Please continue spitting paan. And also the person who spit paan, he also started crying. Views of Madani channel, it was a very emotional situation. Very emotional. But after a little while, this youngster is asking, oh, Huzur, please make maaf. Oh, Huzur, please make maaf. And everybody's crying. Everybody's in a state of crying. Please make maaf. Please make maaf. And eventually, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat says, no, I won't make you maaf. I won't make you maaf until and unless you have a cup of tea with me. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mindset of this great wali. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's special rahmat be upon him always. And may we keep getting the faizan of Amir al-Sunnat always. And Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat took him out, they had a tea, and they smiled, they hugged each other, and they asked for maafi to each other. And subhanAllah, it is mentioned today, in today's time, that personalities became one of the closest personalities of Amir al-Sunnat in the work of Dawud Islami. Now, viewers of Madani channel, if somebody did that to us, fight is on. We're going to bust him up. Yes, I know. I know you're seated out there, you're watching Madani channel, you're thinking that how can we have such a sabr like Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat. No, we're going to fight. No views of Madani channel. We have to learn from the examples of Amir al-Sunnat and our pious ancestors, our beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, Anbiya alayhi sallatu wasalam. They went through many difficulties and this is the way we have to go forward. Give love, inshallah azza wa jalla. In order to do this type of work, views of Madani channel, very simple. You want a solution? I'm offering you a solution. Very simple. Don't take any tension. Don't look here and look there and look everywhere. Don't look at Dawud Islami from the outside. Don't look at Dawud Islami from the outside. Come inside. Please, viewers of Madani, come inside. You come inside and you check with your own naked eyes and you hear with your own naked ears. What is going on? Witness. And check Dawud Islami from inside. Don't check it from the outside. Because if you check it outside, you might just see all green turban guys walking up and down, weekly ishtamaat, madani kafila, they're going for daras, neki ki dawat. If you come inside, deep, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, once you enter this inside, there's no exit for you. Because why? Inside is only the love of Allah. Too much of love of Allah subhanahu and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. You will get complete satisfaction of the heart. And inshallah tabarakata, you'll feel a madani revolution within yourself, inshallah subhanahu. And not only that, you will feel a madani revolution within your family members, your neighborhood, your uncle, your aunties, your brothers, your sisters, your neighbor, your locality, your masjid. If you come inside, please take one step inside. Yes, we are daring you. Take one step into the Islami. And inshallah tabarakatuh, you will see the beauties of this beautiful moment. Allah karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Eh Daud Islami, teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijah nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.